The issue of religious freedom of expression in the workplace is set to become a battle between the Bible and the bottom line if a draft bill passes federal parliament. The proposed laws aim to protect religious freedom but also allows large companies to sack a worker for their personal views if it can be proven there's an unreasonable financial impact. Religious academics say that rule was clearly put in place in response to the sacking of rugby star Israel Folau but argue it pits money against free speech. Isabel Rowe reports.
The federal government's legislation sets out to protect people of faith from being discriminated against because of their beliefs. Attorney General Christian Porter told 7:30 he wants people to be free to express their views, offensive or not.
You can't be the subject of a complaint under another piece of discrimination legislation.
Christian Porter says there is an exception though, something that would affect a person like rugby player Israel Folau, who was sacked by Rugby Australia in May over homophobic social media post.
What it would do is give someone in Israel Folau's circumstance an avenue for complaint. And what this bill says is that if a large employer with a turnover over $50 million did that, they would have to show that unless that condition were complied with, that they, the business, would suffer undue financial hardship.
That provision, according to several religious and law academics, is unusual.
In some ways, you're saying you have your religious tract against your spreadsheet. And is that what the bill is saying?
Professor Jack Anderson specialises in sports law and has written about the controversy surrounding former Wallaby Israel Folau. He says if Rugby Australia could prove it had lost out financially, the proposed laws wouldn't protect Israel Folau.
Then their restriction on that employee's rights, in some ways discrimination, would be justified because of the impact on their bottom line. The idea is that you balance the rights of an employee against the rights of an employer.
Some religious academics don't believe the government has got that balance right. Queensland University of Technology religious freedom expert Dr. Alex Deegan.
I can't imagine a law being imposed where it would be permissible to discriminate on the basis of sexual orientation or race if that particular action was causing financial hardship.
Others are worried the bill gives more power to corporate sponsors in situations like the sacking of Israel Folau. University of Newcastle law lecturer, Associate Professor Neil Foster, worries companies like Rugby Australia would be beholden to corporate sponsors who may threaten to leave over the beliefs of an employee.
I think many Australian people find it unpalatable that a person should lose their job because their employer is afraid of losing sponsorship.
The draft bill doesn't define what amounts to financial hardship. Professor Jack Anderson says while the loss of a major sponsor deal is simple to prove, arguing someone's behaviour has tarnished your brand is harder to do.
There isn't, if you like, an integrity or reputation matrix available to measure this. And that's going to be the interesting point about this bill.
The bill is open for public submissions until early October.
Isabel Rowe reporting there.